NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Damon John is known as one of the sharpest dressed investors on ABC's Shark Tank, a business reality show that gives entrepreneurs a chance to pitch their product in front of high profile investors.
I would argue the sharpest dressed of all the sharks, who are all very sharply dressed, I might add. As a shark on the show, John has helped businesses of all kinds make millions of dollars. There was a sock business, barbecue business.
I'll give you $50,000 for 30% if my Bombas guys agree. Are you okay with that?
Come on, of course.
Well, look at that.
Aww. Thank you so much. You will not.
We just needed somebody to see our vision. And fortunately, at the last moment, Damon saw it.
And that's what we wanted anyway.
We really wanted Damon.
I will fund your business.
Yeah. Woo! John talked with us in a previous episode about what it's like to be a shark and about his entrepreneurial journey with his clothing line, FUBU, and about the lowdown on his new book, Power Shift.
And today, we are bringing him back to play one of our favorite games, Overrated or Underrated.
Hat tip economist Tyler Cowan, always.
Yes, we love you, Tyler. Thank you very much for letting us steal your idea.
Yeah, Overrated, Underrated is the game where we ask our guest about something in the news or something that's on our mind, about anything, really. And then the guest gets to tell us if that thing is overrated or underrated by society. It's a kind of rapid-fire game, so they have to answer totally authentically.
Yes, or at least mostly. So today on the show, Damon John, on what he considers to be overrated and what he considers to be underrated, from the expensive perfume your boyfriend gives you to how being a billionaire might not really be all that it's chalked up to be.
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from TIAA. Because your curiosity will never run out, you deserve monthly retirement income that does the same. With TIAA, your retirement savings will grow, no matter what happens in the market. Guaranteed monthly income for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/neverrunout. Annuities issued by Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association of America, New York, New York. Guarantees subject to its claims-paying ability.
So on Shark Tank, one of the things that makes it such a fun show to watch, but I've always wondered about, is sort of the theatrics of the pitch. Like, people come out in costumes or they'll light something on fire. Like, overrated, underrated the show versus the actual, like, numbers and fundamentals of the business?
Underrated.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, people love a story and they want to relate to you. And an investor wants to say, I've had that problem too, or my wife or my husband's had that problem. I can see it. I mean, we see it all the time on infomercials. Are you tired of doing this?
Yes.
There's got to be a better way. Wait, there's more. And when you come out and you have the costumes and telling the story of how you've gotten to this point, there's a reason why some of these things work.
So one of the things that I have always noticed on Shark Tank, it seems like you're always the best dressed of the sharks, like you have the most style. So overrated, underrated, how you dress?
Underrated.
How so?
Because you have to dress. People are judging you. We're judging people in the first 30 seconds of seeing them. I like using the example, you know, you walk into a bank and you have a lot of flashy jewelry on and various other things, and you don't have a lot of the things you may need. The banker, the financial institution is going to think you're probably loose with your money as well. Right. If you come over to my house or come over to my office and you say you're a coder, unless I ask you to wear a suit, you better not be in a suit, because that doesn't look like you're going to be coding in the dark room in your pajamas for 3 days straight in a suit. I just don't believe you.
So in your early days of raising money, like, how would you dress?
Well, first of all, in my early days of raising money, I would go to the place wherever I'm going, and I would not park my car anywhere near it because my car would probably blow up. So when they see me roll up in that bad boy, they're going to be like, I don't want to give him any money. He can buy whatever, another car. I would have probably about five pieces that I can afford in my closet, you know, a navy suit, a black suit. And then I would have a white shirt, a black shirt, and then I would have 10 different cheap ties, and I would just mix and match those things. And I knew how to sew, so I would tailor them a little bit so they wouldn't seem too baggy. But however, when I walk in the room as the FUBU guy, I was wearing my own clothes. How can I sell you clothes that I don't even want to wear myself? So and when I was walking into clubs at night to talk to rappers, I was wearing FUBU.
Overrated, underrated, writing a book?
Underrated.
How so?
Because when you write a book, you have to open yourself up. So I'll give you an example. You know, when my first book, and I said, hey, you know, my father left when I was 10 years old, and I never saw him again. You can't just make that statement. The writer, my ghostwriter with me said, so how did you feel? And I go, yeah, it was okay. So how did you really feel? And after a while, I'm like, Daddy! You know, because you have to dig into yourself, right? Because you're laying yourself out. And unlike making a statement here or there, I may slip a statement by you and you may not ask me any further. But in a book, it's there, and it's there forever.
Hmm. Overrated, underrated, a ghostwriter?
Underrated. I think a ghostwriter is more like a body snatcher. They got to get into your body and speak for you and make it flow and make it make sense the way that you would speak.
And people are buying the book because they want to hear your voice.
My
and know
voice,
your story.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And again, I have to go back and forth with my ghostwriter over and over and over again. But if my book started to talk like, and my supporters really know me, if they would say, this is not Damon.
So I sort of have always felt like maybe there's, like, some people have an entrepreneurial spirit, some people don't. Like, I've never wanted to start a business, but maybe it's, I don't know if it's like a natural innate thing or if it's just something that, like, you learn and develop an affinity for. So overrated, underrated, the entrepreneurial spirit.
Underrated, because I couldn't do it alone. And if the people that I have, they didn't have my back and they didn't think like entrepreneurs, then I'm the only person thinking like that. I think it's underrated, the thought process of being an entrepreneur.
Overrated, underrated, angel investors.
Angel investors, appropriate. Listen, anybody who is an investor, you just need to know what they really want. People always think it's only, again, transactional, but somebody may want to be an investor with you because they believe in your cause or they want to educate themselves, so they're going to invest in the business, and I think it's appropriate.
Launching a fragrance.
Overrated.
Really? It always seems, I mean, it seems so glamorous launching a fragrance.
It seems so glamorous. It is overrated. The shelves are stocked with a bunch of fragrances that never sell. I mean, launching a fragrance is a very challenging business, you know, because the juice, the fragrance only costs a dollar. But to pay for all those blow-in cards that you see in the magazine, to pay for all the people who are waving the scents when you walk through Macy's and all that stuff, and the billboards, that rolls out to be about $3 million. And you probably could do something better with the money.
Whoa, it's only a dollar for the actual
juice, yeah. That's why the bottle costs about 80 or 100. If you're wearing a fragrance right now, I can't tell. When you're walking down the street, I can't tell what it is. I can tell what a Mercedes-Benz is. I can tell what an Apple computer is. So you have to break people's habits of the fragrance that they currently wear. If I've been wearing Obsession or Jacquard for 20 years, why do I want this new fragrance? So fragrance and liquors are very, very hard to put out.
Oh, it's interesting that so much of it is packaging and branding. But I guess that's the case with a lot of things.
That
but
is.
I guess especially maybe fragrance.
100%.
Overrated, underrated, having money. I guess having a substantial amount of money.
Overrated.
Really? How so?
Because it can't buy you happiness. Do I believe that you should be able to have the money when, God forbid, something happens to your family, you have the resources to take care of yourselves? Absolutely. But $1 billion, I have no idea what I would do with it.
Me neither. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I guess I would buy property. That's the only thing I can even think to do with $1 billion.
Yeah, and the only way I would buy property with $1 billion is so that when I go, I can put it into the forestry department so that it's not turned into a mall.
That actually seems like a pretty good use of $1 billion. I think those are actually all my questions for overrated, underrated. Thanks for joining.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Autumn Barnes, Brittany Cronin, and Jamila Huxtable. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
I'm Tyler Cowen, and I approve of this use of underrated versus overrated.